Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk of faith, encouraged in your faith, encouraged in the Word of God, the process that we go through, that their place is an Abraham place, as Abraham was called by God to go to that their place, and he kept going until God told him where he was going and showed him where he was going and why he was going there. Our their place is the place of our making. We're growing, we're developing, we're becoming more and more like him. So we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. When God chooses an individual, a family, a tribe, a nation, he does it for his glory. We've been chosen by God for such a time as this, for his glory, for his purpose and his plan. We have been studying the book of Proverbs, looking in it, grabbing all the wisdom that we can out of it. The book of Proverbs was written and downloaded into Solomon's mind by God as God's wisdom. And the reason why God allowed him to write these wonderful words of wisdom is because the Bible says in the first chapter, it says, so that we will be skilled and know how to act in every situation, so that we will know how to say it and do it in a way that glorifies God. There has been times in our lives, all of us can testify, that we have not acted the way that we should, said what we should. We've destroyed relationships, friendships. We've caused division. We've done a lot of things because we didn't know how to act. We have not displayed Jesus in the right situations, with the right words and the right wisdom and the right understanding. And so because of that, wisdom is now given to us. And as we study this, even as we study the Word of God, we eat from the tree of life. We eat and we receive and we apply this word and we live by it, and it helps us. So we're going to go back and we're studying the part about overcoming emotions and how to act when we're dealing with our emotions. And we're going to deal today with anger. Proverbs 24:27 and 4 says, anger is cruel and futile and overwhelming. When you start dealing with anger, anger can go develop into rage, and we don't want rage to happen in our life. We have to take control of anger because it progressively gets worse. It progressively acts out worse. It progressively is not the righteousness of God. There's a way to be angry and sin not. Many times when we get angry, we say too much, we do too much, we respond and act too much, and we respond and act and say things in a way that causes damage and harm. So God wants us to understand that, you know, our anger needs to be in a way that doesn't cause us to sin. And it needs to be, we need to be wise, even when we are dealing with something that has made us angry. We need to have wisdom with that. So it can be cruel. It can be overwhelming. Anger can be very dangerous emotion because it leads to greater consequences. People get abused in anger. People say things out of anger and damage hearts and emotions. Wars are started by anger. We see a lot of things happen with anger. People are killed and murdered because of anger. So we need to make sure that we have a handle on our anger. We need to make sure that it is not something that causes offense. Proverbs 19 and 11 says, a man's wisdom gives him patience. It is his glory to overlook an offense. When people do things that really make you angry, we've got to learn how to first react, not with our feelings, our emotions, but in a prayerful way, in a prayerful attitude. And that requires discipline. That requires you retraining according to my flesh. I'm going to act more according to the Spirit. I'm not going to just fly off the handle and just say something that's going to damage or cause mistrust. Cause them only to see me from a distance that does not represent Jesus. So we want to make sure that praying, when we're praying, we allow ourselves to put off that offense, that we take off that offense, and wisdom and knowledge and understanding begins to flow through us. Proverbs 17 and 19 said, he who covers over an offense promotes love. But whoever repeats matter separates close friends. And we don't want that. Because we're human, at times we will argue and get into disagreements. But we've got to learn how to allow, not to allow strife and harsh words to come out of our mouth. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word. Proverbs 15:1. When you find yourself starting to do these actions, go after these actions that we've learned all of our life, as we begin really seek the Lord and begin to pray and tell God, I want to change my behavior with anger. I want to change how I handle anger. I want to change how I respond. And you're serious about that. And the Holy Spirit will start leading you, and he'll start guiding you, and he'll start showing you ways where you can walk away without allowing offense to make you act out in anger. Or you pray for the person who's coming against you, where you can be very wise and wisdom and how you respond, that you don't offend, that you don't do damage, that you don't cause a rift to be there. And that's something we have to get a hold of, because many of us have issues in our life, and anger could be one of those issues that we want to get a hold of, because it can get out of hand, it can get out of control, and it can lead to rage. And that rage happens. Sometimes it's very hard to bring us back to that where we're calm. And you got to think about all the things that happens to your physical body whenever you're constantly in anger, constantly in this rage form, constantly allowing your pressure and your balance of your body to be out of it, because you're always at a level of stress. We don't need that. We don't want that. Proverbs 16:32 says, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit, then he is taken a sin. We have to learn to control our temper. We got to on the word of God. We got to allow people who know us, who see these things about us, and tell us this is something we need to work on. We need to be angry with them, but we need to heed that warning and begin to ask the Lord to help in those areas. Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool gives full vent of his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. I want to be the wise man. I want you to be that wise person. I want you to be that wise person that walks in understanding about how to handle and how to deal with anger. Don't let your anger rule your life. You can't let your anger rule your life. Do that. You cannot do that. Next thing we're going to talk about is strife. Strife, Proverbs 15:18 says, a hot-tempered man stirs up decision, but a patient man calms a quarrel. Proverbs 29:22 says, an angry man, a hot-tempered one commits many sins. Lord, help us, help us, help us. One of the worst effects of anger is that people basically tend to stir up. And strife is, and decision is something that we don't want, and the Bible speaks about. God doesn't like these things. He doesn't like quarrels and discord and malice and gossip. He doesn't like these things. So we need to make sure that we don't allow anger and strife to come in our lives, because these things flow under the spirit of jealousy. We understand that when we start seeing all these things pop up in our lives, the Bible says every evil work is working there. That means there's a lot of things in your heart that you need to get healed from, you need to purge from, you need God to cleanse you, so that the issues of your heart are not the things that God does not like, that the issues of your heart are pure, that the motives of your heart are in love and not with any type of spirit or malice or anger or strife or bitterness or jealousy that causes more trouble and allows you to get in trouble, because people now will separate themselves from you, and you don't want God to begin to deal harshly with you because you refuse to repent. So we want to make sure that we don't allow these things to fester in our lives and our hearts. Proverbs 28:25 says, he that is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made flat. That haughty spirit basically means to be high, to rise up, to raise up, to bring up, to exalt oneself. And we don't want to be in that manner. We want to be humble in the Lord's eyes. We want to be humble, really, really humble. God hates pride, and he knows if we're making ourselves or allowing ourselves to walk blind. So we want that. We want to be humble. We want to have the character of real humbleness and meekness. We really don't want to fall into the hands of an angry God because we choose not to change behaviors and conducts and attitudes and actions that don't bring glory to him. Walking in wisdom causes you to look at yourself and see the areas that you need God to help you with, that you need the Holy Spirit to begin to deal with you with, and you need to let go, change, and learn how to behave, act, speak, think, react in a different manner that shows the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding of God, the love and the compassion of God. We need that. All of us have places in our life that God has got to refine us, but we've got to allow that refining fire to hit those areas and burn it up so that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is seen more than your flesh. We have to die that he might live. We have to get out of the way that he might be the one who's exalted in our lives. And part of this is allowing Proverbs and scriptures like this to really deal with the places in our life that we need God's refining fire to go there. Envy. We're going to talk about envy. Proverbs 27:4 says, anger is cruel and fear overwhelming, but he who can stand before jealousy. Proverbs 6:37-34 says, envy and jealousy motivate revenge, as in the case of a jealous husband. And we want our lives not to be one that stirs up these things. Oh man, there's so many different feelings. Envy shows insecurity and fear, and we don't want that. We don't want to be insecure. We don't want to show fear. We want to be one that walks in the principles of love and forgiveness and mercy. We want to be able to see God moving in our life and doing some great thing in our life. We got a plan to act in love. We got a plan to feel a person out in love. We got to walk in love. We got to make our minds and our spirits agree with the word of God and not our emotions. We can do this through Christ. We can do this through Christ. We have to do it through him. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. Favorite Life will be back tomorrow. And we're going to deal with some more wisdom, and it's going to talk about how we can produce prosperity in our areas of our life. Be blessed and have a great day.